Taylor Swift, Post Malone, that is Fortnite. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM, it's 10 past 7. Morning, you beautiful creatures.
Welcome. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
2 days until the longest day of the year. 8 days till Glastonbury, 13 days till Wimbledon, and it's 190 sleeps until Christmas.
There you go.
There you go.
In a nutshell.
It'll be here in no time.
I can't believe it's actually... Is it the longest day in 2 days?
And then we're sliding arse first into winter again. That's the way it rolls. Today's International Picnic Day, by the way.
Oh, I love a picnic.
But more interestingly, tomorrow's your picnic day, by the way. Today is International Splurge Day.
Oh.
It's a day across the world where people celebrate their splurges.
Yeah. Like now, an old splurge every now and again.
I know. It's addictive, isn't it, when you go and buy stuff. That's why a lot of people are addicted to shopping and you can't put your phone down.
Because it's all
there
online.
It's there in front of you, yeah. But you know what? It is International Splurge Day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd love to know? What is your regretful splurge?
Oh.
What's the thing? The thing that you bought that you're like, you'd see it every time. You're like, what was I thinking of? Oh my God. An Only Fools and Horses ice maker.
Everybody has stuff in their house, don't they?
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
It seemed like such a good idea
at the time.
Lads.
And it was like, look, you don't need it because you've got three versions of the same thing at home.
It was half price.
Yeah. Couldn't leave it behind. So 0868104106. I'll give you Cork's number one breakfast mug.
Do you have one?
Do I have one?
Yeah. Regretful splurge.
I bought a load of gym equipment during COVID.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
And I put it in the room downstairs. And it's took up so much room. And I wasn't using it as much as I should be because I go to a little gym thing up the road.
Well, because it was COVID when you bought it.
Yeah. And it was just, it's all over the house. Yeah. Sold it off. A young 17-year-old lad that is now the proud owner. He got all of that kit for... an 84% discount,
That's really good.
So I was delighted it was going to go to
a good
home.
And now you have freed up some room in your house.
Exactly. What else is going on in the world today? Paul McCartney's birthday. He's 82. You also celebrate with Jason McAteer. England-born Irish footballer. Retired in 2007. Used to play for Liverpool. He's 53 today. And on this day in 2003, I don't know if you remember this news story. It was front of the Sun. Reports claim that Elton John and husband David only eat off Versace china, as they believe the designer's spirit was in every dish. There you go. And that's the planet.
That is the world that we live in.
That is the planet we live on. Someone is wondering about Sting tonight, the gig down at Virgin Media.
Wondering what time Blondie starts, because imagine Blondie is the support act.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
I would be there. Like, I mean, the main acts tend to come on at about 9:15. So I'd be down there from 7:15.
If you want to catch it all, I think so, yeah.
Just get in there.
And let's be honest, you wouldn't want to miss Blondie, would you?
Have a couple of cold ones, have a wander around, take some photos, and then before you know it, this will be on. Yeah, Blondie are incredible. The original Blondie lineup will be on stage tonight at Virgin Media Park. I remember this song when I was tiny, when I was wandering around the kitchen in a nappy. I can remember this. Yeah. Larry Gogan playing this 7 times
That's
a show. Blondie and the tide is high.
I remember Atomic Kitten releasing that.
Oh, they did too. Yeah they did actually. Yeah. So, and then Sting is on. Apparently he opens with Message in a Bottle.
Does he?
Yeah, he'll open with... If set list are telling me the truth...
Message in a Bottle.
He does loads of police stuff. He'll do loads of Sting stuff. And I think you're in for... If you're going along tonight, you're in for an incredible night. Yeah. We're talking about your regretful splurges on the show. It's International Splurge Day, a day where you celebrate spending loads of money on something that you really didn't need, but you went out and bought it anyway. It's the addiction of shopping.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Somebody here is telling me that they've splurged out, the most expensive splurge out. Jane bought these curtains, these incredible curtains, just in case I get a bigger house with more windows.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant, Jane.
That's like, do you know what? I'm going to buy a second car in case we get room for a second car outside our house, just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have it just in case.
I have to say, though, I'm with Jane there, because I once bought a load of fabric from a market in Wales. Mm. I loved the pattern, and I thought, I will eventually one day own a house. I was about 19 at the time.
Okay.
I bought about 20 metres of the stuff, and it literally just went around with me for my whole life until I bought a house. And now, it's curtains in my house.
Did you not turn it into a wedding dress or something?
No.
You, no?
It's curtain material. You can't turn it
Of course
it
you could. Save your fortune. Telling you. You need to hang out with me.
Not net curtains, like proper dark curtains.
Thrifty KC over here will sort you out. Wayne is telling me his biggest, most expensive regretful splurge was an engagement ring.
Oh, Wayne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne.
I wonder, did she green for it?
Yeah, I don't know. Uh-oh. You're not allowed to keep it. If you say no, you don't get the ring.
What about if you break up after you've been given it?
I think there's a timeline. Anything under 6 months, the ring goes back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like, I mean, do you want to have this thing on your finger that just reminds you of something that's not happening?
Yeah.
Happiness that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you ask somebody to marry you and they say no, is it curtains? I'm using Jane's curtains here. I knew they'd come in handy.
Is it curtains?
Is it curtains?
Should they give the ring back? We've started off a different thing here now, but...
It's an
interesting one.
All right, I ask you to marry me. You say no.
Yeah.
Do I stay with you? Because...
Well, it depends, Casey. Like, there's a lot of things to consider there. Do you know what I mean? How long have we been together?
Yeah, but you're...
Why am I afraid to get married?
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will say this. Diamonds are indeed a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably fair enough to give it back if you're not gonna get married.
Mm. And if you can't get it off, if you can't get the ring, what you need to do is when she's asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, creep up fairy liquid on the finger. 3 to the left, 4 to the right. That's the combination.
Gently pull it off her finger.
Regretful splurges. You bought something because you seen it, you thought, I'll make use of that, but you never make use of it because you're an idiot like me.
About 3 years ago, I bought a vintage Walkman for so much money. For absolutely no reason.
Andy, how much did you pay for a vintage Walkman?
Tell us, Andy.
So back in the day, if you got a Walkman, would you be looking at maybe £30 when they came out?
That's about right, yeah.
In and around. So what's a vintage one? Would it be a couple of hundred quid?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what he means by a vintage Walkman.
Oh, probably one of the original Sonys, I would imagine. Yeah.
Wow.
With the orange, little orange headphones with the... You know, it had the kind of comfort padding on it, I would imagine. And that hissy noise, that every time you turned it on.
How much did you pay for it, Andy?
He probably paid 200 quid. I'm guessing 200. Andy, get back to us.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Tomorrow's going to be beautiful. Friday will be beautiful. If you land 200,000, which is what we're giving away. Wake up at Red FM every single morning. We will bring you cash machine jackpots that can change your life. We're giving away money that only others can dream of.
Absolutely.
We're giving away the collective marketing budget of 19 local radio stations on Friday. Yeah. And we're doing it with one phone call. And it could be you that wins it. An incredible, jaw-dropping amount of money must be won on Friday. It's a guaranteed winner, Vic. We will keep going until we find somebody. Barry will keep making that call.
Yep.
And you never know, it could be you. In order to get in on this incredible draw on Friday, here's the rules. So, to play this game, you must be over 18. You will get all the terms and conditions on the website. If you want to find out about the cash machine and how it operates, redfm.ie. Everything is up there for you to check out. It will cost you €2.50 to enter this game, and you must answer within 5 rings. If you do, and you shout back 200,000 on Friday, by 5 o'clock that evening, you will have €200,000 sitting in your bank account. Like, it's jaw-dropping.
Mind-blowing, yeah.
One man has won 200 grand off us before. Another KC from up the country. And I'm sure he's tearing into it as we speak. Paying bills and knocking off chunks off the mortgage and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So this is another €200,000 jackpot. It's a stunner. We're giving it away on Friday. So text the word RED to 57557 if you want to play. RED to 57557. I've given you all the bits and bobs you need to know about the game. RedFM.ie for the T's and C's. And the very best of luck. But here's equally as important. If you have entered, if you have sent in a text, the word RED to 57557, the second bit of advice I give you, set an alarm on your phone. 3 p.m. Red FM. Make sure if you're in the office or you're busy or you're working or you're on school runs or whatever, if life gets in the way, at least you'll be reminded, have the radio on, have your phone in front of you.
Yes.
That little reminder, that little setting might earn you 200 grand. You never know, because you do not want to miss this call.
Put it on vibrate. your phone.
Oh, I don't trust vibrates. See, I mix them up with the occasional. And I think that was that. Was that me or was it the phone?
Red FM Summer Cash Machine.
The sample, Victoria Nichols, is White Town and Your Woman.
I knew you'd know.
I could never be your woman. Dua Lipa is, she's murder for the ripping off. Like, she's Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Murder for the ripping off. Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If you give me like half an hour, 40 minutes, I'll put together a little montage of Dua Lipa's. Let's call it inspirations.
Samples.
Absolutely. Yeah. 0868104106. We're talking about your regretful splurges. Andy was on to us to say that he spent a fortune of money on a vintage Walkman. My guess was 200 quid, Andy.
It was 330 euros on eBay. I just checked there and I didn't have a CD to play in it.
Well, that's the problem, Andy. You've been trying to put CDs into a vintage Walkman. It takes tapes, you donkey.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
All right, showbiz, what's going on?
Okay, we're talking about regrets. Matt Damon has revealed he has one particular regret. It's concerning a very successful film that made a lot of money. Have a listen.
Oh, is this the Avatar thing?
Oh, you've just given it away.
I was offered a little movie called Avatar. I turned down, and I will go down in history as the person, because Jim Cameron called me. He offered me 10% of Avatar.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You will never meet an actor who turned down more money than me.
Like, wow.
That 10%, Victoria, was 276 million that he would have made off the back of that film.
What?
And he just for saying no. Sometimes you should say yes to things.
Oh my! Is that how much it was that he lost?
The box office is like it's probably 2 billion or something.
Oh my goodness, lads!
Yeah,
there's a lesson there, anyway, isn't there?
Yeah, say yes to everything.
Yeah, exactly. Ed Sheeran's been talking about something that happened to him years ago when he was staying in a hotel. Bit of a cringe. He was explaining it on a podcast. I think it was kind of back in the day when he was kind of first starting out.
Drinking Cafe Patron and I went to bed. This is not really blacked out. This is like sleepwalking. I sleep naked. I enjoy the freedom that it brings to my life. And I got up in the middle of the night to take a piss and I opened the toilet door. I walked out and then suddenly the door closed and I opened my eyes and I was in the corridor completely naked.
What?
Without a key to my room. So I was just standing there naked like, you know, CCTV, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
How did you get out of that?
Well, I was looking around. I was like, how do I get out of this? And there was someone's room service tray was outside their room with a napkin. And so I took the napkin and I covered my junk. And I went into the lobby of the hotel all the way down. And I walked up. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. No one's there apart from someone. And they looked at me kind of like, because I was playing that weekend. And so they looked at me like this. And I was like, please don't f-ing tell anyone. Can you let me in my room? And my security guard wiped the footage the next day.
Man, you got two bleeps out of three, I suppose.
That's all right.
That's not bad.
We'll
going.
Get over that. What a cringe, though.
Mm.
Something similar happened to me before. I told you that yesterday.
What happened to you?
I won't go into the details, but I will say that I got locked out of somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I was in my birthday suit.
You were, there's a story here that I want.
Yeah.
So you're Starkers.
Yeah.
Where?
In an apartment block that I was living in.
Outside the apartment block?
Not outside on the street, okay. But outside of the door.
Locked so, outside?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Yeah. You went out without putting clothes on.
Yeah, it was one of those doors that slams behind you.
The most
you.
Victoria thing ever. I'm just going to the shops, everybody. You're having no clothes on, Vic.
Yeah, it was many years ago. One of my most embarrassing moments ever.
Okay.
Thank goodness nobody saw me.
No, but why did you end up outside with no clothes on?
I know.
I
don't know.
It was four in the morning.
Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Premier League fixtures are going to be announced at 9 o'clock this morning. And the Boston Celtics have won their 18th NBA championship. They've beaten the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
I started this thing on our Instagram. If you're not following Red FM's Instagram, just have a look, search, hit follow. We'd love to hear from you. It's called the Red FM Breakfast Battles, okay? Now, previous breakfast battles have included you know, you put up a picture of two things or two people or two items and you see which one the public is going to go for.
Okay.
So I've done Tom Cruise or new shoes. Kelly, who won that one?
Tom Cruise?
It was new shoes. New shoes. I put up Drake or a cake, Rory.
I'm taking cake.
Cake won with 96% of the votes.
Yeah. Cake's good.
And the latest one, I put up Simon Harris versus Calvin Harris. Who has who has won that one?
Close, I'd say, was it?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Simon Harris, Taoiseach versus Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris, 74% of the vote this morning.
Close, yeah.
This morning. Absolutely annihilated.
This party is not tired.
No. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh.
This party has a new energy. Ow, my fist.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
So I'm thinking, do you mind if I do one for the team? What I was thinking is Vic or a stick. I want to see which is going to get the most votes.
Yeah.
Rory, what?
Roar or a boar?
Roar or a boar? A little pig.
Oh, a pig.
Kelly.
Oh, God, there's so Nelly. Many options
versus
here.
Nelly.
Yeah.
Versus the rapper Nelly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd pick Nelly.
All right, okay.
I wouldn't. I'd pick Kelly.
KC versus Nanny McPhee.
Yeah.
Nanny McPhee. Bring it on. Let's do it. You're all okay with that. I have your permission anyway.
Yeah.
8:35 is the time. Stand by, everybody. You've got €200,000 for you to win next.
KC on Cork's Good Times.
Shabuzi. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. And that is Tipsy, a hip-hop song that became a country song. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I don't think it's been done before. If you can find me another example of a hip-hop track that's become a country song, I'm sure there's been covers, but I can't think of any, everyone. Everything's a remix, lads. Everything is a remix of something. We were talking about Dua Lipa before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Bit of In Excess, anybody?
My word.
What about this? Yeah, sounds alike, doesn't it? And then, of course, the one we played you. You got me in love again. Now, to be fair, this is just a sample. You got me in love. White Tail. And Your Woman. Lads, everything's a remix.
It is.
It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're waking up to Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Rory O'Hagan.
Hi, are you a remix?
I am a remix.
He actually is a remix.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a remix of turf, gravy and hope.
And shovel hands.
Yeah. I'm half JCB, half human. What are you a remix of? God, you're a mongrel of different proportions. You're all over the shop. You're Welsh, English, Cork.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, Welsh, English... Yeah, Cork.
There's definitely a bit of Parisian in you.
I did do a DNA test, I told you that.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit of Italian, a bit of Scandinavian, a bit of French.
See what I mean? So all sorts of, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And you're what, Derry?
100% potato, basically, yeah.
Okay, 100% spud. Fair play to you. I love spuds.
I do too.
And we love you, Spud.
Thanks, guys.
Today's International Splurge Day, everybody. It's a day to celebrate your splurges, but we're turning it on its head and we want to know about your regretful splurges. Rory has already told us his one.
Crepe maker.
How much was the crepe maker?
I can't even remember. It was a waste of money.
It was in aisle 5 in Aldi.
You think to yourself, I'm going to use this every Sunday and it'll be a lovely treat for the kids. It'll be great. It'll save us money instead of buying crepes out. It'll save us money in the long run.
So it's like a flat pan thing, is it?
Yeah. Complete not a waste of money.
I think you should bring it in here.
Could do, actually. Yeah.
We could have a few crepes after breakfast, after the breakfast show.
Can I throw something out there but my kids, we were in the pavilion on Father's Day. We went for breakfast there. Gorgeous spot.
Nice.
They have these portable pizza ovens. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're like yay big. You put them outside. The pizzas are done in about four
that's
or five
right,
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you get your little pizza shovel. I think that's called a pizza shovel, is it?
Yeah, sure.
Where you whip it in and out, and you can make pizzas outside. They're pretty pricey, though. I mean, they're a few bob. And I was like, the oven does the same thing in the kitchen.
Yeah,
it does. So why do you need one of them? Is it just to make your outdoor area looking all fancy and fandango-y?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a regretful splurge?
Did you buy it?
No, we did not. Kids were demanding one. Your regretful splurges, Vic, what have you got over there?
Okay, drinks for women when chatting them up in a bar.
Oh, how many of you been caught for trays of Jaegers?
explain that one to me.
Well, it's like, you know, you're talking to someone at the bar when you're free and single. It's all going really well.
Yeah. Right.
And you spend maybe 2 or 3 hours going, no, I'll pay for it. No, we'll get a bottle. No, leave it, blah. And then she goes to the toilet and jumps out the back window.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
See ya.
I can see why that would be a regretful splurge.
Anything else?
Adam says, lads, runners are mine. I still have pairs in boxes and I don't even like them anymore.
Okay.
Never, ever going to wear them. That's my regretful splurge. Lads, I can't stop buying makeup. I'm getting out. It's getting out of hand. That's from Sarah. Yeah, I can see how the makeup thing would accumulate pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Every time you go into somewhere that sells makeup, you're, you know, buying some more. Chocolate, ask my waistline. Tina.
Good on you, Tina. Tina, listen, at least you have something to show for it.
Exactly.
Yeah? Her waistline.
Yeah, exactly. Why have a six-pack when you can have a keg?
Yeah.
We were on honeymoon in Bali. We were visiting a temple, and I convinced my husband that we needed to buy a painting on sale there to always remind us of the wonderful time we had on honeymoon. The painting cost £200. We had to pay extra tax to get it home. Oh. Once we had it back in Ireland, it looked like a painting of Dracula's castle against an orange sky. And it's been in the attic for 10 years, according to Emer. Emer, outstanding. Oh, but we definitely needed to remind us of that time we spent with Dracula.
Tara.
Hey Tara, how's it going?
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Representing Malifornia, she is the brains of North Cork. Anya, welcome to the show, Anya.
Thank you so much.
You're
what
very
a title or introduction.
What an introduction. Anya's on the DOS at the moment because she's a teacher. So she's on her holly bops already.
Yeah.
But then she's correcting exam papers in July. So she has to do that for a couple of weeks. So we don't feel too happy for her. You know, I mean, she has to go in and look at exam papers. When you're correcting these, what's the funniest thing that you've ever seen written on an exam paper, Anya?
Like, I teach for the math, so it's kind of find X, or like, oh my God, my dog died, you know, give me extra points. They're trying to, you know, decide what to do.
Do you get pleading messages That's written funny. In there?
Well, of course, sure. Look, you know, you have to try your hardest.
So they will write, I didn't really understand the question, take it easy on me, go on, give us a point or two anyway, yeah?
Oh, totally. Anything they can guess, or like, you know, they'll just write down something completely random, something your subject, and I...
Oh my God.
What a bunch of chances.
What kind of person are you? Are you like, you know, empathetic towards them and their efforts? Or do you...
In my class, maybe, but in these things, no.
You've got to be militant with the...
You
with the...
It, yeah, okay. There's no leave earnest and you do it and then that's your mark. Otherwise, you know, they're cut and dry with the old saints and match, which is great.
Has anyone ever put money into an exam paper? Like gaffer tape to 20
no, but
notes.
If they wanted to, I'm sure that'll that's get it,
there you go. You've problem solved.
Sorted.
Emer, let's get you €1,000. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What former member of the police will play in Cork tonight?
Sting.
Question 2. What Manchester team did David Beckham play for?
Man United.
Question number 3. Where are the Olympics being held this year?
Paris.
Question number 4. What are Wells Fargo in the USA?
A bank.
Question 5. After All is a song by what Cork band? After All.
Oh, the Franklin Walters.
Question 6. Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
You're flying. Question 7. The population of France, is it over 70 million or under 70 million?
Over.
Question number 8. Tailor-made make equipment for what sport?
Golf.
Question 9. True or false, Paul Mescal's acting career started in an ad for sausages?
True.
Question 10. Who was Ireland's first president?
Douglas Hyde.
Okay, with loads of time. 8 seconds left. This lady is a teacher.
For sure. Well done, Anya.
All right. Okay, squeaky bum time.
Yeah, that was a good round. That was
over 70 million.
How did she do? Come on.
We're about to find out. Sting is in the Virgin Media Park tonight. That is correct. David Beckham for Man United. Paris is correct. Wells Fargo are a band. After All, I Really Love You, the Frankenwalters. Who painted the Sistine Chapel? Michelangelo.
Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday. I watched a mini documentary about it. He did have scaffolding that went all the way up and he laid on his back.
Oh, did he?
We were wondering how he did it. That's your answer. TaylorMade make golf equipment. True or false? Paul Mescal started in an ad for Denny's. Ireland's first president is Douglas Hyde. We're 9 out of 10.
Oh my goodness.
For €1,000, is the population of France over or under 70 million? My friend, you said over. The correct answer is 64.8 million. It was under 70 million.
Anya,
I'm so sorry.
I was so close.
No, Matt, I look, sure, yeah.
Again. That was a brilliant effort, though, by the way.
It was.
You flew through it.
It was. And I mean, look, the population of France thing was really a guess over or under, but it's 64.8 million is the population of France that I have here. Again, if you had offered me 100 quid, like your students at the beginning of the quiz, we might have been able to do a deal for you. Only 9 out of 10. We'll get you back in a couple of weeks' time, okay? We have you on file. You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we will talk to you in 2 or 3 weeks from now. We'll have you back, okay?
Well done.
Perfect.
Cheers,
Anya. So
all the best.
FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Justin Timberlake, Selfish. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Brand new season of House of the Dragon is out since yesterday. You can stream it on Now. The new season and the first season, if you missed it, you can watch the whole thing with a Now Entertainment membership. And this season picks up with the civil battle between the House of the Black and Green. And you're going to absolutely love it. Don't get burnt. Epic drama, no contract with Now if you want to watch it. Nikki, what's the crack? How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Nikki is about to win herself a place in the grand final to go to Spain over to... I can't mention the name of the place because that's one of the questions. But you're gonna go to Spain, hopefully, on Friday if you get out of the draw. Now, we've got 6 months Now Entertainment membership for you to sit down and watch House of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. You must answer these questions in 10 seconds. Are you ready to go, Nikki?
Come on, Nicola.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
okay.
Which
season of the new House of the Dragon is on?
Season 2.
What is the main battle between? Team Black and Team
Green.
And what filming location are we sending you to?
Granada.
Yeah! Yay! On fire, baby! Nikki, you did that.
You never guessed I watched this.
No, right. I'm not a fan at all.
Yeah.
You've got yourself 6 months Now Entertainment membership. Nikki, you're in the draw for Friday to win that incredible prize to go to the filming location of House of the Dragon Season 2.
Well done.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day today.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Cheers. Good luck to you, Nikki. Well done. We're doing this across the week, by the way. Every single day, we'll give you a chance to get into the final and win yourself this incredible prize. 2 nights stay in the beautiful city of Granada in Spain. Return flights from Dublin. Car hire. 2 nights B&B in a 4-star hotel. Excursion and travel insurance. We will take care of it all. So we'll do that again tomorrow. I want to finish the show with a little mention and a little tribute to an amazing producer. His name is Dario G.
Yeah.
Dario G brought us this song back in the 90s. It started life as a song from the 80s, Life in a Northern Town,
right,
by
yeah.
the Dream Academy. And he took the sample and he turned it into arguably one of the biggest 90s songs of all time.
Such a good song.
This is a sunshine anthem. Dario passed away yesterday after battling cancer for many, many years. And anybody that's in the music scene or in the club scene are just playing special tributes to the incredible Dario G. Here he is.
FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.